For years, Hollywood's major studios have tiptoed around the idea of a mainstream gay romantic comedy without ever quite committing. Well, now there is commitment. Billy Eichner's Bros is a multi-million dollar big studio Judd Apatow-produced R-rated rom-com with an almost entirely gay cast. And it's opening this weekend on more than 3,000 screens. Critic Bob Mondello says what's remarkable about Bros is how unremarkable its arrival feels.
You know the rom-com drill. Main character surrounded by married friends.
So what's happening? Didn't you guys have an announcement?
This is a little unexpected, but we are in a throuple situation. Yeah.
You're in a throuple?
Says relationships are lame.
Let me tell you what's progressive now. Being alone.
I love my life. I love my freedom. I love my independence.
That's kind of sad.
That I don't want to be in a throuple. I don't even want to be in a couple.
Goes to party and communes with gay friend.
Bobby, I had sex with that 65-year-old.
Jesus, he's ripped.
I know. It's like they injected steroids into Dumbledore.
And then,
oh my God, that's Aaron. He's very hot.
Something just clicks.
Gay guys are so stupid.
I know. But we've been smart enough to brand ourselves as being smart.
It's our little secret.
And immediately, whatever they have going on gets short-circuited so that complications can ensue. Gay or straight, the formula is the same. In this case, the problem is that irritable Bobby, played by Billy Eichner, and muscle gay Aaron, played by Luke McFarlane, are both commitment avoiders. But their specifics don't matter as much as their chemistry. While texting, say?
Honestly, I was impressed. You may be more emotionally unavailable than I am.
Well, maybe we can be emotionally unavailable together.
Maybe we can be emotionally unavailable together? Who's writing your texts, Maroon 5? Kidding! We can go out. Are you asking me out?
I'm down for whatever.
It does occur to them at some point that they are basically updating You've Got Mail here, and there are references to the Hallmark Channel and When Harry Met Sally, Schitt's Creek, and other rom-coms and sitcoms, because that's part of 21st century dating, right?
Whatever, whenever. GIF of Michael Scott dancing.
That's good. Office GIF? This person isn't gay.
So far, definitely so funny, and the laughs remain pretty constant in a script that Eichner wrote with director Nick Stoller as not just a rom-com, but a bit of an explainer. Bobby's the head of an LGBTQ museum, which allows a lot of jokes about gay history.
You can't say Lincoln was gay.
If we don't do this, we're letting the heterosexual terrorists win.
There are trans terrorists, too. Caitlyn Jenner.
The filmmakers also do some calculated, give the audience credit, non-explaining about Grindr, poppers, and the support that straight allies offer rather sweetly in this day and age.
Well, is he a top or bottom?
What does that have to do with anything?
Maybe you're both bottoms and that's a problem.
I'm not always the bottom, Edgar.
The whole family swiveling hips.
Oh my God. Gay sex was more fun when straight people were uncomfortable with it.
More fun, maybe, but less likely to be included in a major studio crowd pleaser. The producers are betting straight audiences will be comfortable, and after a couple of decades of gay characters on TV, that's probably a safe bet. What matters, though, isn't really whether a rom-com is gay, but whether it's fun. And in Bros, Eichner and McFarlane are fun, whether wrestling in Central Park.
Oh, there you are.
Or sparring at a dance party.
What are you into? One of these ripped idiots with no opinions?
No, I'd like someone who's physically very frail and won't stop talking.
Or just walking hand in hand in a rom-com montage. There's a certain amount of pressure on Bros in commercial terms. Will audiences show up? Will studios make more like it? But you don't feel that pressure when watching it. It's light and bright and just by existing gets to call itself history-making with, you should pardon the expression, a straight face. I'm Bob Mondello. Every day, every day, I try.